Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts today. We open ourselves up to you, Lord. Anoint our hearing. And pray, Lord, that through this time around your word, that we might be encouraged in our faith, that we might be challenged in our faith, and that we might go forward in this coming new year with a new enthusiasm. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You've all got an outline. If you've picked up one as you're coming in, you've got to fill some things in as we go through. An elderly man moved into a retirement community. It wasn't long before he had a number of friends among the other residents. There was one lady he especially was attracted to, and she was attracted to him also. They spent a lot of time together, and finally one evening he proposed to her that she would marry him. The next morning he woke up remembering his proposal, but he couldn't remember her answer. So he went to her and said, "I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I know I proposed to you last night, but I can't remember if you said yes or no." "Oh, thank goodness," she replied. "I remembered saying yes to someone, but I can't remember who asked me." Retirement village. We all have that trouble already, don't we? Well, yet another new year is about to start, and we're going to look into God's word. If we turn to our Bibles in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we're going to read verses 10 to 15. That's on the outline overhead there. 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 15. "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Christ Jesus. If anyone builds on the foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames." Well, I guess we're all hoping and praying that 21 is going to be different than 2020. Wow. You know, what a year it's been. Our daughter's in Germany and they're in total lockdown to the 10th of January. 82 million people can only go to the supermarket, the pharmacy and the bank. Nowhere else is open. And that's Germany. Italy's the same. Belgium's the same. England's not far behind them. It's a terrible year, isn't it? We've been blessed in Australia. But 2021 looks a lot brighter, and our church is looking forward to a new associate pastor, Steve Hales. That's good. We have two pastors now. We can sit back and relax. Whoa, that thing is not good, is it, as we enter 2021? We all want to have a great year, and today we're going to look at ways that we can do that. Time seems to be getting shorter, doesn't it? It doesn't seem that long ago that it was Christmas, 12 months ago. And everybody says, "Where's the year gone?" It seems to be getting shorter, but I can assure you it's not. We have the same amount of time every day, every day. And look at this verse, and I pray that each of us will remember this verse and say it many times in 21. I had to correct it on the outline because I did something wrong, but it's fixed up there. Teach us, Psalm 90 verse 12, teach us to make the most of our time so that we will grow in wisdom. That's a good verse to repeat over and over again. As we start another new year in a few days' time, there's going to be circumstances in our life, dear friends, that we won't have any control over at all. But for the majority of things, we will have control what we do and what we say. So you and I will get to decide what we want to do and what we want to do with our time. Many people make New Year's resolutions. Waste of time, isn't it? You know, I'm going on a diet. Oh, I'm going to make it work this time. And January the 3rd, you're so hungry. And you just got to eat. Diet gone. New Year's resolution wasted. One of the important things you can do is to manage your time. It will take away a lot of your stress if you plan and use your time wisely. So how can I serve God better in 2021? Making the most of our time. Write this in on your outline. I need to live my life as a preparation for eternity. The Bible teaches that you had a beginning, but you're not going to have an end. Yes, you're going to die here on earth, but your soul and spirit will live forever. God created you that way, and your life here on earth is a preparation for eternity. Ecclesiastes 3:11, the Bible says, He has made everything beautiful in time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. In every man and woman, God has planted a seed in our hearts to say that life is not all there is here on earth. Life goes on after we leave this earth. And as you think about eternity, dear friends, it's very hard to understand, isn't it? We say, oh, it just goes on and on and on and on. That's what it does, but pretty hard to grasp hold of that. But we know what the Bible says about heaven. We're going to meet our loved ones. We're going to see Jesus face to face. We're going to see God the Father. We're going to walk the street of gold and mansions we're going to have and angels we're going to be ministering and they're ministering to us and we're going to have a great time. But there's something else very important in the Bible that few people talk about. That is the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Look what the Bible says. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. It is described more thoroughly in the passage that we read in 1 Corinthians 3. Paul describes here how we are to use our time here on earth, how to use our time in the coming new year. And he uses a building illustration. Let me read the passage again. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work or each person's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only one escaping through the flames. Paul says, be careful how you build. Why did Paul say that? Because we have to be good stewards, dear friends, of our times and our lives. That means that we are to make the most of our time in 2021. Life, dear friends, is a sacred trust. Every day that you and I have is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. Every day you have is a gift from God, and it should be used wisely. Over the years as a pastor, many people have told me on their deathbed, many people said this, one of my regrets is I didn't do more for God. The Bible teaches us that as believers, when we die, when one day we will appear before this judgment seat of Christ. And God is going to do some accounting in our lives. He is then going to hand out some rewards. And we won't go into that so much to that today. But Paul says you need to be careful how you build. In this passage, it can be interpreted in two ways. It can be interpreted as the church, and that's probably what Paul was writing to the whole church. But it also involves focusing on the individual believer. And that's what I'm going to focus on, but incorporating the church body as well. Paul talks about the foundation. Paul said there's only one foundation worth your building on, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, I say to you this morning, the most important thing you can ever do in 2021 is to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more important than that. And to know Jesus personally. And when you have the right foundation, you can start your building your life and building your character. Not sit down and relax because we've got two pastors in 21, but be building our life and character. See, dear friends, I believe our character is the only thing we can take to heaven with us. Therefore, we need to develop our character. You can use gold and silver and precious stones, or you can use wood, hay, and straw. Each of these represents our life and how you live for God and how you live your life. See, dear friends, you get a choice how you are to build your life. If you build on gold and precious stones and silver, it's a life focused on eternal values, bringing glory to God. And that will stand the test of time, this passage says. It will be refined by fire. The other kind of life, a life built on wood, hay, and straw, is all about ourself. We only serve God here in this church because we want somebody to say, oh, you've done a wonderful job. I'm not doing it for the glory of God. I'm doing it for the glory of me or you. See, the Bible says, one day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and our life, our building, will be tested by fire. Gold and silver refines us. Wood and chaff and straw go up in flames. So all those works you did for yourself here on earth, saying it was for God, but I was really wanting to do it for myself, will be burnt up. And you'll have nothing left. You'll receive no special rewards from God on the judgment day. But if you have built your life on eternal values, things that really matter, things that you've done for God's purpose and His glory, they won't be burnt up. And you will receive rewards from God. And there's lots of rewards if you look in it, but that's another sermon. Verse 13, look what it says in our passage. His work will be shown for what it is. Because the day, capital D, will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and fire will test the quality of each man's work. The day, I believe, refers to the judgment seat of Christ. Look at Romans 14, verses 10 to 12. You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me. Every tongue will confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Martin Luther once said, on my calendar there is only 2 days. Today and that day, the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is a place where Christians will have their works judged by the Lord. The word for judgment seat in the Greek is bema. That's meaning the place where the judges stood in the Olympic Games or the Isthmian Games or athletic games. And if during the games they saw an athlete break the rules, they immediately disqualified them from this bema seat. At the end of the contest, the judges gave out the rewards from the bema seat. And it was at this bema platform that the judge would place the winner's wreath around the person's neck. They received their reward at the bema seat, just as you and I will. But dear friends, one day all Christians will have to give an account. Now, some people slightly disagree with me here, but this is what I believe. I believe all unbelievers will have to stand before the great white throne judgment, and they will be judged for their sin. I believe believers have to face the judgment seat of Christ, two different things. Why won't believers be judged for their sin? Because every sin that believers have committed has been paid for by the shed blood of Christ on the cross. Paid in full, the Bible says. He rose again. Every past and present sin that we've committed has been forgiven by Christ when we invite him into our heart. So believers can't be judged for our sin. So at the judgment seat of Christ, it's nothing about judging our sin. It's judging what we do for God. God will reward his people for their faithful service. Ephesians 6, verse 8, look what the Bible says. Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. All those things you have done for God, not looking for praise from people, God will reward you on the judgment seat of Christ. If you're looking for praise from people for what you do in the church, then you'll receive no rewards from God because you've already got the reward. Now, there's nothing wrong with encouraging one another, of course, but it's why we do our ministry. Verses 14 and 15 of our passage. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Now, there may be some doubts in your minds. If my sins are not judged in heaven, then why should the Christian suffer loss at the judgment seat of Christ? What you lose is not your salvation, you lose your rewards. In other words, all that you've done down here, saying that you're doing it for God, and you've been doing it for yourself, how can God reward you for that? If you have faith in Jesus Christ, then you will get into heaven, but you won't have anything to share in eternity. Now, I don't want to go into that because I don't really know what all that means. Because heaven's a perfect place, isn't it? No sorrow, no sadness. So there's something more to all that. In other words, we scrape into heaven, but you won't get all the reward God wants to give you. And there's a big emphasis on rewards. And the thought in these verses is that, as one person puts it, you run through the flames without being burnt, but you still have the smell of smoke on you. In other words, don't waste our opportunities by building our life on worthless materials. Don't waste opportunities because you want to do what God wants you to do. You don't want to waste your opportunities on that has no value to God at all. It has value to you, but not to God. When we build our lives in God's ways, dear friends, write this in. Number one, it decreases my fear. It decreases my fear. When we build our lives on God's ways, I don't have to be afraid of standing before God on the judgment day. We're looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, we want to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And secondly, write this in, it increases my focus. I want to live for God. I want to please God. I want to walk worthy of my calling. I'm not going to be led astray. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So, dear friends, in 2021, let's make the most of our time for God's purpose with the view of eternity in mind, preparation for eternity. And our second, I've only got 2 points. The second point is, write this in, I need to live a life making the most of every opportunity. I need to live a life making the most of every opportunity. In other words, dear friends, be enthusiastic and vibrant as a Christian. Paul says in Ephesians 5 verses 15 and 16, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, be careful how you build. In Ephesians, he says, be careful how you live. Means the same thing. Let me give you some ways that can stop you from making the most of every opportunity. Ways to stop us from doing this. Number one, write this in. Using my time unwisely. Using my time unwisely. In other words, spending time on unimportant things. Wearing myself out doing things that are unimportant. They have no eternal value. Secondly, the issues of life can stop us from making the most of every opportunity. The issues of life, write that down. The worries of life can weigh you down so much that you become ineffective to God. That's what the devil wants to do. He will always try to distract you so you become ineffective to God. He knows he can't take you away from God, but he can make you ineffective. You get so tied up with the issues of life that nothing else seems to matter. You know, your work issues, your family issues, your friendship issues, your money issues. Your enthusiasm, dear friends, when you focus on that, is gone for God. Another thing that stops us from making the most of our opportunity is, thirdly, write this in, taking life for granted. You remember, dear friends, you and I are here because God has placed us here. He created you. He gave you the breath of life. He has numbered your days, the Bible says. And he gave you a purpose. Life is a gift of God. Dear friends, don't take it for granted. Every morning get up and say, thank you, Lord, for another new day. In this new year, 2021, make it count for God and his work. Make the most of your time. See, dear friends, if we do these things as individual believers, talks about in this passage in 1 Corinthians 3 about building up the church. This is how you get a strong church. If we all individually work to God for God and his glory, Pastor John and Pastor Steve will be blessed because they see you working for the glory of God. Not having divisions and arguing about things. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. We're working together. That's the secret of a church body. And that's building on precious stones and gold and silver, not on straw, and that will be wiped away. We want to be focused on God. One writer gives these points how to build our character in 21. Write this in. Number one, eat the right food for my soul. I love food. I know a lot of people love food. But this is the right food for our soul. Remember, it's not your soul. Remember it's your soul, not your body, that goes on forever. Your body dies and decays. Therefore, exercise is important, but your soul is so much more important. Look at 1 Timothy 4 verse 8. The Bible says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has the value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Beautiful verse. Dear friends, you can have the fittest body in the world and still be lost forever. You will still die and face the judgment. Your soul needs good food and it's found in God's word. Feed on the Bible. Come to the Lord and dine with him daily. Spend time with him. He feeds the multitude. He can even perform miracles. Get a translation of the Bible that you can. You say, oh, well, King James is too hard. Well, NIV, get a translation that you can understand and read it. No Bible's any good sitting on the shelf gathering dust. We've got to feed on the right word. Come to church as often as you can. You need Christian fellowship for your soul, because if you think you can manage on your own at home without church, you'll find that soon you'll fall away. To build my life in 2021. Secondly, write this in. Choose to be with people who want to grow. Some Christians just don't want to grow. Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven. That's all that matters. Oh, God wants so much more for you. He's got so many more things planned for you. They don't really want to become like Christ. They just want to get to heaven. Then if you hang around with these sort of people, you're never going to grow yourself. You'll be drawn into their style and say, oh, I don't have to worry about anything. I'll just sit and God will take me home one day. But that's not what God wants for us. He wants us to spend time with the right people so that we will grow in our faith, grow together, share together, rejoice together. You can't do that on your own. You need each other. We need each other. And finally, to build my life in 21, write this down. Number 3, step out of my comfort zone for God. Oh, this is the hardest one. Move out of our comfort zone. Take some risks for God. God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Have we got a minute or two up? I think we've got a couple of more minutes left. I'll tell you about how I got called to Ulverston Baptist Church in Tasmania. I was praying in Brisbane when I was ministering up there. I said, Lord, I want to be near mum and dad because they're elderly. We want to be able to help them and help them in their path. Lord, please provide a church close to mum and dad. Time and time again, churches rang. There were none close to mum and dad. I didn't feel that's where God wanted us to be. One night at 10 o'clock in bed, I was laying there. I think Marilyn might have been asleep. And I said, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. 8:30 the next morning, Neville Viney from Ulverston Baptist Church in Tasmania rang me and said, I believe you're interested in a call. How about that? When I said, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go, God answered it very next morning, 8:30. Didn't even know where Ulverston Tasmania was. God wants you to step out in faith in 2021. He wants to step out and not only do the things you know you can do. He wants you to step out in faith and do things that only you can do through God's help. And see what God can do through you in 2021. Remember Abraham? God said to Abraham, I want you to leave your comfort zone. I want you to get up and go to this country. It's a long way away, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Just trust me and be obedient. And what did Abraham do? He went. He went. Jeremiah, God says, Jeremiah, I want you to be my spokesman to this rebellious people. And I'm going to tell you, Jeremiah, you won't be popular. Matter of fact, you will be persecuted, Jeremiah. I want you to go. What did Jeremiah do? He went. In this new year, God wants you to step out of your comfort zone. Step out, take a step of faith and make yourself available to God. Dear friends, the clock is ticking. Time is running out for all of us. Some of us less time than others. One day every believer will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and will be judged for our rewards. Surely we want to strive to please God and do his work for his glory and his honor, because we want those words to be said to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So in 2021, our last slide on the screen, let us live with eternity in mind and live making the most of every opportunity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's been a difficult year, but we thank you that we look forward to 2021, making the most of the opportunity, making the most of the time that we have to serve you. Some of us can serve you with great vigor and because we're young, and others of us are getting older and older, and some of us may only be able to pray, Lord, and what a ministry that is, praying for the people as others go forth. We've all got different gifts and abilities, Lord. pray that we will use them for your honor and for your glory in 2021. And when that time comes and we meet you face to face at the judgment seat of Christ, we will go with excitement because we'll know, we'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Bless all these dear people as they look forward to an associate pastor, Lord, Steve Hale. May he bless him abundantly. Bless Pastor John, who serves you so faithfully. And may through them and all of you bring glory and honor to God in this coming year. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.